Yeah, man. Okay, well, listen.
Are we going to start?
Yeah. It's, everything's fine. I'm Dallas.
I'm Travis.
Okay, all right. Episode something. And listen, I've been, I would say, now, I'm going to be, I want you to be fair with me so far. This is what, our fourth episode since the pandemic?
I think so. I think that's a correct.
Third or fourth, or maybe the fourth. And so far, I've been pretty understanding.
Like, yeah, I think I've been a little more unhinged than you have been,
which is fine. You and to be fair, the position you are in right now is much different than the position I'm in. Like, you work for a company that is feeling the effects of this. I'm on the opposite spectrum of that, you know, and that directly affects everything to do with your family and life. And you have reasons to be unhinged, and I have never faulted you for that. So for the most part, even what I'm about to talk about in theory doesn't really affect me in a total negative way, other than the fact that I am so over people who are dumb, like who are stupid people. And do you know what the worst part about that, Travis, is? The worst part about it?
Yes. No, I don't. I have no idea.
The worst part about it, I know
the stupid people. I don't know.
The worst part about it is how many stupid people are on the planet with us. And like you just said, I don't want to be somebody who's like, man, people should really, we should weed them out. This is weed them out. I don't want people to die. But what I do think that this is a good thing that's happening is it's exposing who the stupid people are. And so I've been able, like last night, I was done. I mean, I texted you 2 days ago. I was like, I need to record. I'm livid.
Yeah. What set you off? What was the?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. So last night I finally took some action on it on my own. I just started going through Facebook and Instagram and all the things, and just unfriending the people who can't help themselves from being so stupid. They're so dumb. Like, I just don't get how your brains out there that don't, like, you are feeling the effects of this, Travis. Like, you are feeling the effects of everything that's happening with this pandemic.
Very much so, yes.
Yet you are not going, well, I don't care. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm going to walk around outside with my kids. I'm going to take all my kids outside without masks. We're going to jog around. And I don't care that the parks are closed. We're going to hop the fences and we're going to play in the park because we're Americans. You're not a dumb idiot. But these dumb idiots out there who are like if you're going out with your entire...
I think I understand those dumb idiots, at least in what you...
Do you know why you can understand? You don't know why you can understand it? Because their thought process is so simple that anyone can understand it because they're simple-minded morons.
Well, what is their thought process? I'm curious to know what
their thought process is. I'm a free American and I can do what I want to do. I'm a free human being. No one can... Only God can tell me what to do. Well, good, because you're going to see him soon, you dumb idiot. Like, I can't, if you're out with your entire family right now and you're walking around, I've seen this all the time. I have to go down to San Diego to help at the property that we have down there. And then I'm up here. So like twice a week, I'm down in San Diego and then I'm up here. So I see it now, both spectrums. But people, if you're going out with your entire family and you're taking a walk with your entire family and none of you are wearing a mask, guess what? You are consciously making that decision. Didn't go, oh, we all forgot our masks. Like, no, you consciously made a decision to go, I don't care what anyone says to me about anything. I'm going to do what I want to do for me and my family. And I don't care. Middle fingers to the rest of the world because we're smarter than all the people.
I'm one of those dumb people then. When my family goes on a walk around our block, we do not wear our masks.
Why don't you wear your masks?
Why would we wear our masks? We're walking around the block.
God.
There's no one around us.
Okay, I will say this. There is a difference to me between walking around your block, because I see plenty of people around my street that are walking on the street by themselves.
Like, I don't wear my mask when I do landscaping in my front yard.
Okay, that's your yard. But these are the subtle differences, that it's like you're in your block. But I literally see people out in the parks with other people, like 100 other people who aren't wearing masks. I see people walking through like shopping without masks on. It's like, I just don't understand. I'm glad that you saw some video on Facebook that convinced you of everything that you needed to be convinced of to make yourself feel better about your dumb life.
But that doesn't mean that your dumb, dumb life isn't going to affect other people in a negative way. This is why anti-vaxxers are the stupidest people on the planet, because they employ the same logic that I'm seeing now. I'm sorry that I'm going to rant here, but you're just going to have to let me do it.
Okay.
And you can come back with me. So just put a pin in whatever you want to retort.
Yes.
But now the first thing I love seeing on Facebook was all these people who kept going when it first started. There's only 25 people infected in all of America and we're locking down. This is ridiculous. Fast forward to a week later. There's only 25,000 people infected in America and now we're locking down. Fast forward to a week later. There's only 250,000 people infected in America. Like, they keep having to adjust their numbers to fit their stupid, idiotic narrative. And the fact that nobody can see that the reason why the government stepped in and is doing what they're doing, and sure, there's nefarious things going on. There always will be. You can't stop it. That's the world you live in. Go live on an island by yourself if you don't like it. There's always going to be nefarious things happening. There's always going to be bad people taking advantage of situations to make themselves more money and more powerful. That's the freaking world you live in. And if you don't like it, go somewhere else. Go to an island, because you can't find it. It's not going to not be in any country that you ever go to. So these people on Facebook, it's the same argument as the anti-vaxxers, where they're like, why would I get my kid vaccinated for measles? No one has measles. Yeah. Do you know why no one has measles? Because we got vaccinations for them. And we basically, we were able to eradicate the disease to some effect. The same thing with the Spanish flu epidemic. The government waited too long to act back then. And the UT was doing fantastic work at the beginning, where they were putting out UT articles, the San Diego Tribune, putting out articles where their own people were saying that the Spanish flu was nothing. It was not important. There's no reason to freak out about it. And everyone acted too late, and then millions of people died. And it was a horrible, horrible time in America and across the world. Well, this time the government's like, guess what? We don't want that to happen. And so they stepped in to try to make it not happen. And people are like, I'm free. You let me be free. Really? Did you go outside today? Were you able to protest? Oh, you were? God, I wonder how your freedom's doing. I drove around the freeway today. It was packed. I almost got stuck in traffic. No one is not free. You idiots, you simpleton Facebook, Instagram morons. And now there's like, they don't understand that the reason why not as many people are dying is because we all did this. They're like, oh, you know, projections show 275,000 people are going to die from this thing. And then they're like, we're not even close. Really? Maybe because we spent the last 2 months in our house and we did. Oh, my ER is not full. Oh, it's not. Did anybody tell you that every ER in the country was full? Is that what you understood? Because if that's what you understood, you're an idiot. You're a moron. And I'm sick and tired of these, like the video that came out with those two doctors from Bakersfield, like, anyone trust
like they have
anybody.
Doctors in Bakersfield?
Are you kidding me? Go to Bakersfield and then tell me if you trust anything that anyone's ever said who lived in Bakersfield. These two doctors came out and they're like, Dr. Fauci doesn't know what he's talking about. Isolation doesn't work. And now all these people are sharing this. They're sharing this video as if it's gospel that we don't have to self-isolate. And maybe we don't. Maybe their logic is flawed, but maybe there's all these other things. But the government tried to do something to protect the people. And the people are like, you know what? F you, government. We don't like it. We want to be on our own. And if we want to do what we want to do, then we're going to do it, because that's what America's about. Meanwhile,
Dallas, guess who else tried to protect the people?
Who?
The Nazis. That was their whole exact thing, too.
But listen to me right now. The fact
that they tried, Dallas, they tried to do something good.
You're right. You're right. Now I'm the idiot. I forgot that.
Well, I hate to like interrupt you, but you.
No. This is different than all of that stuff, because you know why it's different?
Well, I was being hyperbolic, but yes.
Of course you were. Of course. I understand that. But it's different because you got to go out and protest while the cops stood around and watched you and did nothing to stop you. You got to go to wherever the hell you wanted to go to today, because guess what? Hundreds and hundreds of people were on the freeway today. So it wasn't like you were locked down and you can't leave your house and, oh my God, they're coming to get my guns and they're coming to get my clothes.
No, but I
steal my toilet paper.
I can't make money to support my family.
I understand
that. And in 2 days, I'm going to have to figure out either how to not buy groceries or not pay my mortgage. Or so, like, I know that I can have freedom of movement, but if that's the only freedom that's important to you, I think you have a real misunderstanding of what freedom is. Like, that is a minor. You have freedom of movement in China. I've been there. Like, Great. I can go wherever I want in China too. That's great. Good. I'm glad we can go where we want when we want. And the freeway is a place we can go. But if you think that's like what freedom is, that's not what freedom is.
But the people that are protesting this stuff, they're not understanding that they've...
But hold on. If we're discussing the people that are protesting this or the people that are going walking around their blocks not wearing masks, I think we have to get nuanced with this, because the way you're making it sound is like you're not looking at this with any other point of view but the one you've already made, that the government's trying to help us so we should do whatever they say, and anyone that's not doing what the government says is an idiot. That's how it sounded in your...
Of course, totally. Okay. And you know what? And if that's how it came across, I'm comfortable dying tomorrow with that being how I'm remembered. Because at least I'm not the moron that keeps sharing a video from two doctors in Bakersfield who are like, my ERs aren't full.
I wish I could
really?
See this.
They aren't full. They aren't full. Your ERs aren't full. That's so weird. I'm glad that Bakersfield's doing okay. Like, the fact that people... It's what I'm saying, though. We'll get back to what you were saying, because the working thing is a very, very good point. We talked about it in the first episode back, and I think that we can talk about it again. But my problem is that these people, one, that are protesting out there, they're not protesting because they want essential worker, like they want to go back and work.
They're protesting because they're getting paid to, but that's a whole different story.
Well, protesting because it's Trump rallies.
It's an organized political thing that they're getting paid to do, and that reflects, I think, very little on any average American. And even very little any average Trump supporter. I know Trump supporters that think those people protesting are a bunch of idiots. And they're idiots. Actually set up to look like idiots by the people paying them.
But what this does is that those people go out there and they protest, right? And then the media covers it. And I got into it with Matt Hall from the UT about this, who I said, this isn't a story. And if you're covering this, you're only doing this because you want clicks. He basically admitted that it was the most, well, he didn't admit it. He said it was the most clicked story on their website. So of course they were going to cover it. I'm like, well, it's not a story. There's no story about people going out saying they want to get their hair cut. That's not a story. You're just making it a story because there's nothing else for you to talk about. It's irresponsible journalism, but whatever. So the people see all this coverage. They see these protesters, and then they go, why aren't we? Why can't I go to the bar? Why can't I get a haircut? All this stuff stews in them. They read all these conspiracy things online, and then they start sharing those conspiracy things, and they can't see that the fact is that things have evened out. The whole reason we quarantined wasn't so that nobody would die. It wasn't so that nobody would get infected. It was so that we would flatten the curve, which we have seemed to do. And now you see these other countries that are lifting restrictions, like Singapore and I can't remember the other one I just read about. I hate myself. I can't remember. There's another country lifted restrictions, and they saw the two biggest spike days of cases spiked in the whole thing for them. So it's not an exact science. You're never going to get it right. And no one ever said that every ER in the country was full of patients and people were dying on the streets. But that's what these people
that didn't happen in America at all.
No,
we stopped letting people into the hospital to prepare for that.
But places like New York, these very densely populated places, they are having a tough time. They are having a lot of
patients. No, they're not, because they brought in that ship, the Navy ship, and no one went on it, so they got rid of it. They didn't even need it. They didn't even have the excess to use it.
But that's not saying they're not having a tough time. You think that everything's fine? All right?
I think it's tough fighting it. I don't think we had the problems that they had in Italy and other countries where the hospitals were overwhelmed. I mean,
and that was the whole reason. That's the thing. People look at it 2 months later and go, these hospitals aren't even overwhelmed. And we're like, yep, that was the point of doing what we did. All these people didn't die. That they're all lying to us about how many people were going to die. Nope, they weren't. That's the reason why we did what we did. People tried to get in front of this so we didn't end up with millions of people dead. It's the same reason why you get vaccinations, so you don't wind up spreading the diseases again.
Okay.
I just don't understand.
Okay, I want to stop on this point. Keep going. I know you don't understand, but I want to make sure we get to this vaccination comparison. Because
I'm just tired of people being so dumb.
I guess I need to get on Facebook more, because I'm not experiencing
the dumbness that
you're talking about. But the way that you are forming arguments that the people are dumb, I guess what you're seeing on Facebook makes it seem like they're dumb. But like comparing what we're anti-vaxxer to someone questioning the steps we're taking in this quarantine, I think are completely different. Like, we know that vaccines work. Like, they've been proven and tested. This is a new virus that we're still figuring out what it is and how it works. They just came out with a whole bunch of new things that could be symptoms of the thing, and it's been out now for a couple months. So what I'm saying is, like, it's different.
It's not different because what you just said, that you know that vaccinations work. Sure, you do. I do, because we're not idiots. But there are people out there who legitimately don't think they do.
But
they legitimately are anti-vaccinations.
I know, but like, someone that's questioning the protocol we're taking with coronavirus cannot be equated to an anti-vaxxer.
The logic is what I'm saying.
No, it's not, because I was
the same logic.
Okay. Okay, fine then. We have nothing to talk about, because I'm not an anti-vaxxer, and you and oh, I'm no, no. questioning okay, the steps we take in this quarantine.
Hold on. There's a big difference. Then either I'm misrepresenting or you're mishearing. I'm not calling anybody who disagrees with the coronavirus steps an anti-vaxxer. I'm saying
I have
that the logic that they get to tell me that they don't have to get their kids vaccinated is the same leap of logic that people are getting to when they say, "Oh, we didn't have as many deaths as we were supposed to. So we can just go out to the beaches now." The same leap of logic that people are. I'm not saying you're an anti-vaxxer. I know you're not.
But I don't think people are making that same leap of logic when they're going out into the beaches. I think you're assuming they are.
I'm not. I'm seeing it. I'm reading it all the time.
Well, you might be reading it all the time. That's what I'm saying. You're reading it on Facebook. So you have this source, I think, that is influencing your opinion.
I hate to give Facebook this moniker, but that is literally the source of the people in your life, because that's what they're posting, what they think on their little status updates. They're posting the memes. They're posting the stories. This is what they're thinking, not what some media said. Somebody is quoted as saying, this is what they're assuming. And I read it all last night because our daughter wouldn't go to sleep. So I was in her room reading all the nonsense. And I'm like, delete, buy, blocked, unfriend. I can't handle it anymore.
But here's what's amazing to me. And like, we can use COVID-19 to say people are dumb. But we've watched this happen, this cycle in Facebook now, for at least since the last presidential election. Whereas there's this fraction of weird like the Russian thing, the Russiagate, the Hillary emails, whatever it is. And Facebook becomes this echo chamber where these non-stories become huge, loud stories, and they really affect people, and it divides the country. I mean,
totally.
So why are people, I mean, I don't think people are dumb for thinking that, like my 98-year-old grandmother who's kind of, you know, going the way of whatever, heard that if you go out in the sun, that it will cure you of the virus.
Mm.
She's not on Facebook. I don't think anyone that, I mean, my mom didn't tell her that. My mom's kind of on Facebook. But I what mean, she had heard on the news, that if you take like your mask and lay it in the sun for a half hour, that will help to disinfect it. You know what I mean? They had said that on the news. So she had misconstrued this story because she's 98 and all those types of things. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't agree with you that it's the same jump of logic. There's lots of articles. There's lots of data scientists coming out now that maybe the death rate is lower than we originally assumed. Not only is the quarantine helping, but maybe a lot more people have had it and they're not dying from it. And so our computer models are not accurate. The thing that like is frustrating to me on the other side, the thing that I am struggling with the most, not to lose my temper about, is people's ignorance towards science. And when someone says, a scientist says it, or this is science, and how can you not believe science, whatever that means, you don't know what you're talking about when you're talking about science. Because
you see,
it's not a belief thing, and these are computer models, and they're mathematical equations. They are not proven theories, scientific theories. Like a vaccine that has a proven scientific theory where we had a model, we tested it, and now over time, the data supports that the vast majority of people that get vaccinated, it's a beneficial thing and helps society grow. The coronavirus is not one of those things right now. We are using science to find out things about it. And because we don't know enough about it, we were spooked enough to what I think will look looked at as a slight overreaction because of the harm it'll do to the economy. Sure. But It's not like science knows what's happening right now and we have to believe everything the science is saying, because it's changing daily as new data points come in, as new information comes in, as we learn more about it through the method of science, through using the scientific method, we are discovering things about the virus. But right now, for what I'm seeing on Facebook, is like the scientists are saying this, and if you don't believe it, then you're an idiot. I'm like, no, you're an idiot for saying that, because that's not how any of this works. That's not how it works.
Do you ever listen to Fauci?
I did until I looked up his net worth, and I can't.
Oh God,
I can't.
You're so into people who make money or are untrustworthy.
No, I just can't listen to someone who's making decisions where a huge factor in that decision making he has no empathy towards. He cannot work for the rest of his life. And this would not affect him at all. He gets to go back to his mansion. I've seen it. He gets to go back to his $24,000 fridges. He gets to go back to all that with zero consequence to any actions he makes decisions about. And so I would like a scientist to make these decisions where the actual consequences of those decisions would affect that scientist. Because so he is sitting up in his ivory tower looking down at all of the people in America and saying, oh, let them wear masks. Let the peasants wear masks and stay at home. And we will fight this virus as they all stay at home and we figure out what is best for them. Oh, yes, me and my huge mansion and from my podium in the White House, let me tell all the peasants. Like, there's people sleeping in my street right now that are suffering so hard because of this. And I know there are people in the hospitals that are sick. But just to like shut down the economy and say, everybody stay home, because if you go out and walk around your block without your mask on and not come within 30 feet of someone, you're being a harm to the community, is absurd to me. It's not nuanced enough. It's a dumb way to respond to it. And there's so much more going on to this that I get where you're coming from. But to me, it's just, there's no way someone just walking around the block with their family is dumb for not wearing a mask, in my opinion.
I think walking around the block is okay. I've already covered what I thought about that. The fact that you don't like Dr. Fauci is utterly ridiculous to me, because everything that you believe about science, he goes out on every talk show every week and says, like, he literally always says things are changing every day and we need to keep up to date and up to, like, we need to keep up to pace and figure out what's going on every day. Like, he is the one guy spouting off like, this is going to change, like this will change, like everything changes, like that is why I actually like the guy a lot, because he's coming out and going like, this isn't the fix all, like we need to figure this out and learn and keep going. And I understand that you don't like people who make money, I get it, but the fact
that's not
like,
true, I just don't like, trust basically people. What you just said, I don't think his opinion comes from an informed place when he cannot empathize with when he's asking someone to do something that he cannot do himself.
So if I found like a poor broke scientist to tell you that this is what we
should
do.
It's not what I said. I said a scientist whose life would be affected the way that someone like my life has been affected making that decision. I don't think that there's anyone in the White House right now, or anyone in the governorship, or anyone in leadership that can empathize with what the common working person is going through right now.
Yep, I disagree.
Who? AOC? She's the only one. Tell me one person in leadership that Gavin Newsom is a multi-millionaire 100 times over. This affects him personally zero.
But do you think, but you know how many people work in the governor's building, right? It's not just one dude in a big office and he's making all the decisions, right? You know that there's like workers and people who are making chump change, like state senators make like,
what, yeah, and they're still making that chump change right now. They're not being affected by this.
I mean, they could be. Who knows?
No. What, the city? The city just pays them. Have you read the article right now where the mayor of San Diego has so much money in his bank account, he's dreaming up new projects out of his butt because he has so much money that just showed up out of the blue from the government, from the federal government?
Okay. All I'm saying,
him and Scott have a big thing. What do you mean? What do I keep going back?
You keep naming the guys who are in leadership of everything. So
that's what I'm
saying. Great. The mayor is going, but you can't just say that every government employee is fine, because that's not true. That's not an accurate statement. My wife's a government employee. She's employed by the city. She's not fine. She's not okay. So like, that is an inaccurate statement. So like,
is she in a place of leadership in the city?
Yes. and for what she does.
So yes, she can make a decision about opening and closing. She has the power to do that.
No, but if you're talking about that, then sure. Then you're talking about the mayor and the governor.
Who am I talking about?
But that's not what
the people that are telling us to stay home.
Okay, but that's not everybody. Like you phrased it initially as that everybody who works in government.
I'm saying the people that making the decisions on telling us to stay home, I don't trust to make those decisions because they cannot empathize with the people they are telling that those decisions impact.
Sure.
They and do I it get, from a place I, of very little perspective on what it's like to be a paycheck to paycheck person in the world.
I don't disagree that they are. I mean, we talked about this last week, that
so
a lot of these
nothing to do with
decision
people.
Makers are very out of touch. But I will say this, that we don't know Fauci's story, like unless you did do research on his whole entire life. I don't know where he came from. I don't
you
know
don't?
Where if he. No, I don't.
He's one of the doctors to start working on AIDS.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know maybe when he was working on AIDS, was he a millionaire then? Like, who knows? I don't know. I don't know his story. I don't know where he came from. I'm just saying, like, you're basing this on the fact that if he was from humble beginnings and he worked his way up and went to school and learned and did better and better and better, and because of that was rewarded, that because of all that hard work he's always done over his life and was rewarded for it, then no longer can he be trusted to make the right decision. And I don't agree with that.
That's not what I'm saying, but
that is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying I do not trust him to solely make a decision, which I feel he's the guy doing it. He's making the decisions, right?
So you don't trust a guy in his position to make a decision. That's what you just said.
When he's asking somebody to do something he cannot empathize with. I don't care how he got there. I don't care about any of those things. That's not what I'm saying. And I think he should be allowed to make as much money as he wants. I'm just saying when someone in that position is making a decision that they cannot empathize with, it's like in my line of work all the time. For example, let's take it to a totally different thing and get money out of it. I work a lot on coding websites. Like that's one of my main things I do. And I get requests all the time from people asking me to do things that they don't understand. Some of those things would take a week's worth of me programming continuously to make it happen. And they approach it and ask me to do it and give me reactions of disgust and disappointment when I can't make it happen in a 24-hour period or whatever it is, because they have no way to understand what they're asking me to do.
Sure.
So in the same way that Dr. Fauci is asking me to stay at home and self-isolate and shut down any way that I could possibly make money, to me is not understanding what the coding is required in the time span that he's asking it to be done. Has nothing to do with him making money. That's just the way that I gauge his ability to empathize and relate with what he's asking them to do. In the same way, I would not go to my 3-year-old daughter and explain to her how HTML works because she doesn't have the capacity to understand what I'm asking her to do.
But do you think that they have a different option?
Do I? I think they had so many more nuanced options. But maybe what it is people are so dumb that there's no way to be nuanced about things. So they just have to treat everybody the same. And sorry that if it's the whole like everyone's equal, all that kind of stuff. I do think that the law should treat everyone equal, but I'm not the same as a Michael Jordan. And I like, we're all different. We all have our differences. We're not all equal. And so we just can't, when you do one blanket thing for everybody, there's going to be some big time losers. And I think in this coronavirus situation, the people that could have handled the restrictions and all that without the strict lockdown that we have could have happened, but there was no way to nuance it. And so those of us that I'm not saying I'm smarter or none of those things, but like those of us with the most to lose had no way of fighting for all the things that we're losing. Do you know what I mean? Because it was just like, you're all equal and you're all at home and sorry, 40 years of your life. Bye bye. It's just, it's gone and there's nothing you can do. So,
I understand that argument.
And I don't think Dr. Fauci can empathize with me and my family's 40-year business being
completely destroyed by one little declaration of everyone should stay at home.
I don't think he
at all can understand that when he goes home and goes to sleep at night.
I also don't think that Dr. Fauci goes to sleep at night smiling and happy. Like, I think that
he has a good poker face. Because when I have seen him, he is super happy and he super loves Brad Pitt's impersonation of him.
Well,
super great and wow. Headline news as I wake up in the morning. Dr. Fauci was flattered by Brad Pitt's awesome interpretation. I mean,
I would have been.
That kind of stuff makes me way more pissed off than the protesters that are paid to be there on the beach.
Brad Pitt impersonating me, I would have been smiling by then. I don't go to bed. Like, here's the thing, though, is like, I just don't think it's like the way that you are saying Dr. Fauci and that leadership is blanketly just telling everybody they have to do this. You are flipping it and saying that everybody at that level is the same. And I don't agree with that. I don't think that is the correct way to look at it. I get where you're coming from.
The president that is definitely in touch with what he's asking people to do to financially.
Oh, right? Now like stop it. Trump's not even a human being. He's a monster of a virus wrapped up in a piece of toilet paper. Like he's not even a person. Forget it. If you listen to this and you still support Trump, just turn it off and stop listening.
No, here's the other thing that we still haven't figured out in all of our recording. Nobody supports Trump.
That's not true.
People just support him more than the other one. It's just the antithesis.
Any amount of support is still support, Travis.
It's just antithesis.
Any amount of support.
If you vote for Biden because you're not voting for Trump, you're just as bad as anyone that voted for Trump.
That's not accurate.
Oh my gosh.
Justin Amash might be running as a libertarian candidate.
Yeah, that would be rad, right?
I probably would vote for him. People are like, don't vote third party. I'm like, yeah.
No. if you're still arguing for a two-party process.
Yeah, seriously.
Those are the people that are dumb. Yeah. There is something where there's not very much nuance to it to me. If you mm-hmm. still argue that you have to vote for one of two parties, you are dumb.
I wish that, and not to get off track because I do want to jump back into it real quick. But
yes.
This is fine. I wish that the Bernie bros weren't so combative and terrible because they could have been educational and interesting and influential. And really, that's the thing that we should have been marching for the last 4 years is a third party candidate, not to move back into the establishment. It's just the fact that the
Bernie bros did not learn from the Ron Paul revolution or whatever you want to call it. There was so much to be learned there. And Bernie had like almost the same formula. Mm-hmm. It was the old man, the old wise man that has been through it all and knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They just bought into like the only way to do it is to run as that. And like Ron Paul's like, I have to run as a Republican. And everyone's like, but you're not. You're going to totally misrepresent all the things that are unique about the differences by trying to make these huge two umbrellas.
It's so disappointing. And I like Justin Amash. I think he probably is the closest to what I feel like as a person who follows politics. Like he truly feels like he's in the middle and he truly feels like he supports both things from both parties. And he also thinks Trump's an idiot. And I like him a lot. Whether he can, you know, make any noise is another story, but we could have spent the last 3 years pushing for a third party candidate and actually gotten there this time, especially since the two options are now Biden and Trump. But people didn't want to do that. They want to change the Democratic Party. They want to change the Republican. It's just, why? Get rid of them, both of them. Destroy them.
And I want to start a new party if there isn't one. Have you ever heard of, I'm going to say it wrong. Argoism? A-G-O-R-I-S-M. Have you ever heard of this?
No. Is there people who really like that Ben Affleck movie?
No, I've just recently discovered this. I don't know how new it is, but the libertarian thing has been totally tarnished, in my opinion. Like you can't use it. You're like a tread on me.
Yeah. Tea party.
Yeah. And in the same way, I cannot stand people that take like freedom as me getting to do whatever I want. It drives me like freaking insane. So I agree with you there. Like, Your freedom is not like, oh, I'm a tough American. I can go do whatever I want whenever I want. I don't want to do it. And like the people that won't wear masks, like I understand you probably think it's silly and dumb and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? I wear a mask because I want to treat others how they want to be treated.
Yeah.
Like it's 100% what it is for me is like, I'm going to go in public. People are freaking out right now. I personally may not be freaking out about the virus, but I can understand people that are. And why would I go out and just be like, I don't care about you. I'm going to cough all over you. Like, no, I'm going to put on a mask. I'm going to be respectful of the people around me. Like, why do you put on clothes in the morning? Why don't you just go outside naked? Like, why do you dress nice at all? Why do you comb your hair? Why do you brush your teeth? We do some of these things so that we're like, present ourselves decently around other people. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think wearing a mask in today's age where people are experiencing the emotions around this, they are, it's a very kind gesture, if nothing else, to show everyone else, say, hey, I understand we got to do this. I'm here doing it with you.
Yeah.
Nobody
believes in being neighborly or kind. That's not an option.
Right.
It's either my way or it's the highway.
That would infringe on your freedom.
Yeah. Me being nice to my neighbor means that I have to say something and be kind.
It means anti-American.
My freedom means that I don't have to talk to anybody. Like, it's just so ridiculous. I mean, this is the fact that you don't see the parallels between this and the anti-vaxxer crowd is really mind-boggling to me. Like, I don't think we ever talked about this because we weren't doing the podcast, but you know, they enacted that whole rule about you can't put your kids in school unless they have their vaccination card. And there are people who are like, you're infringing on my rights. Because you not doing that infringes on the rights of every single person you come in contact with. But people don't see it that way because as Americans, we are so self-absorbed that people think that this, what happening right now, the coronavirus, people literally think, and again, this is all on Facebook all the time. People think this has something to do with America. Like, that's how self-absorbed you are as an American. That you could look at everything happening, that the hundreds of thousands of people dying across the globe, and still think this has something to do with you as an American, American politics, or Trump. Yes, now those people, all of them, Democrats and Republicans, have taken this and used it to their political gain because they're all shady, shady people.
Because that's but what they
that
do.
Doesn't mean, yeah, that doesn't mean that this has anything. It's not 5G. They're not trying to take over your rights and your freedoms as American. Like, this isn't an American problem. This is a global problem. And the fact that you can't see that means you are a self-absorbed idiot. And that's the reason why I compare this whole thing to vaccinations.
I can see that because now where you're getting there.
Is because people go, I'm not hurting anybody, or it's my choice. It's my choice that I don't get my kids vaccinated. It is a choice that you made, but it is not your choice alone. It is a choice that you made. It's like, it's my choice to drink and drive. I have the ability to drink and drive.
Yes.
If I get an accident and I kill somebody else, not my fault. I have a choice. Like, I mean, I know drinking and driving is illegal. I get it. But it's also illegal that you don't put your kids in school without vaccinations. So there you go. So actually the parallels work out. And they have to do these blanket things. You were right in what you said. They have to do these blanket things for everybody to stay home, because what happened when they opened up the beaches? 1,000 people went into the water to surf. And then the next day, nobody was there. Like, right. So because people are like, well, if I can go do it, I'm going to go do it. And then they just go do it. And then everybody else gets more sick. It is so ridiculous because people literally don't know what to do anymore because they think it's all about them. And those are the people that are morons. Yes, is self-isolation bad for you? Of course it is. Is being stuck in your home when you don't want to be bad for you? Of course it is. Like, all of these things are bad for you. Everything you do, the food you ate this morning, guess what? Bad for you. Like, nobody looks at anything that they're doing and thinks it's bad. They only think that what is being told to them is bad. And that is self-absorption. That's being a moron and not looking at everything as the big picture. You're not helping anybody in your life because you're passing along a video of two doctors in Bakersfield telling you that self-isolation.
You gotta self-isolation, see
this video. It's long and it's, but they're basically saying that self-isolation is worse for your immune system than going out. And they're saying healthy people shouldn't be quarantined. Healthy people should go out and get back to work. And it's like, If there was no, people would still be in bars. People would still be in bars drinking, sharing drinks, patting each other on backs. Like people are, so we're all dumb. I'm dumb too. Like, but that's the thing
is like what they said is not totally wrong. Like a healthy person should get outside and get exercise. And,
yes.
But if you can't say it in a nuanced way where people understand it and
Yeah, totally.
Right. Everybody's stupid. You're right.
You should. I mean, and I'm included in that. Like, I don't know everything that there is to know. I don't. But what I do know is that you can't say, hey, this is working out the way we thought it was, and then take that and go, well, it doesn't make any sense. Why would we have to stay at home if the death rate's lower? Because it's 2 months later, you dummy. And that's why we did it. Like, I just don't get it. Oh, like the fact that people thought that every ER was full of COVID, like, what the like, I get so mad at people for being so simple-minded and ignorant. Like, yeah. I just don't get it.
It's definitely not full with COVID patients because where all our sets used to be stored is all the excess hospital equipment that they didn't need for COVID. So I have it all here. If you need a respirator, if you need a hospital bed, I got it.
Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like, the fact that people saw one story on something. And like there are, and like you said, it should be nuanced because there's some validity to a lot of the positions that have been put out. I saw somebody put out a thing about herd immunity and the case for that. And you know what? I think there's some validity to that conversation. I don't think it's wrong. I think it works in a lot of ways, but that doesn't mean that we just all go outside now.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like that's why the government imposes these rules, because people just go, I'm going to do what I want to do. And that's my choice. And guess what? Almost all of the time, it's not your choice. Like you saying, I'm wearing a mask because I know it makes the people around me feel safer right now. And it's an easy thing that I can do. It's an easy thing that you can do that honestly doesn't do anything to you at all, except for go, man, this sucks. I have to wear a mask.
My glasses fog up, Dallas.
Sure, my glasses fog up.
And I can't see in the store, so I'm constantly taking off my glasses and putting them on. Don't know what that does as far as the eye transmission possibilities. I don't know if me taking my glasses on and off because of fog, and if my fog is like containing the virus. Taking off my glasses, I'm actually spreading the virus more. I don't know. I don't know these things, but I'm wearing a mask.
Well, you've seen the happening. Nobody really knows how these things are spread. I mean, but that's the thing, too. That's the thing. We joke, but nobody really knows. We don't know. Like, you're right. Science is working as fast as they can to figure this out.
The most smart men and women and people on the planet right now are working to fix this using science.
Nobody wants people to die.
That is
and the
true.
Fact that people think this is some huge conspiracy to be a power grab, like, and that's what those two, you can look it up, the two doctors in Bakersfield, you can literally look it up and see it. It's like a 10-minute long press conference they gave. Like, they're like, there's something bigger going on here. There's something that's bigger. Like, we don't need to be staying at home and staying in our house. Like, there's something that's
people are using this. I would say that people are taking this to their advantage to further previous sought agendas. Yes. I'm not saying that COVID came. Well, we don't know if it came from a lab totally yet. That's still TB determined.
I think there's validity in that argument.
And because one of the most truth bearing people, like Eric Weinstein on Twitter. I don't know if you follow him. That's the one person when he's like, we need to look at this a little closer. I'm like, okay, maybe there's some truth to, but I don't think it's like made by Dr. Evil to take over the world and kill everybody, it was created by China and Democrats to take out Trump. Like, that's absurd.
It's self-absorbed ignorance as well.
Now there might be there's thinking in the solution. Some of their thinking might be skewed on how can we come up with a solution that would make Trump look bad. I'm sure that's political going on. But there's that they concocted it to take Trump down.
I literally get angry at tweets where people are like, Trump's biggest thing was the economy and look at it now. It's like, you can't, what? Like, what? I don't even Trump in that. This isn't his fault. Like, what? This isn't a housing crisis thing where it could have been, solved with regulation. This is a disease that happened. Like, I mean, come on. Like, I hate that stuff. Like, that really bothers me. But like, all I'm saying is that people sorry to piggyback too. Like, I love the thing that's coming out now. You look at the countries that were hit hardest by this and look at how much they're in debt to China. And you're like, is this the first time that you heard about China owning everything? Like, did you not know that before?
Do you know who owns the Empire State Building?
Yeah, did you know that in the 80s, like, China bought everything? Like, do you not know how much money we owe China as a country? Like, This is what I'm talking about. So people funny. Are so ignorant. Dumb.
Okay, you're right. You are so right.
Like, people are literally trying to come up with these conspiracy theories. That, why would China want to kill people when we all owe them money? Like, they're not going to get their money then. Like, yeah. Did somebody owe you $1,000 and you're like, you know what I should do is shoot them?
The best way
that'll to get do me it my $1,000 back. Like, so dumb. Right. And the fact that nobody has done any research until now on any of this, like, it's driving me nuts. And it's driving me nuts that people are like the same people that are complaining that they're locked down right now would have been the same people that would be complaining if they didn't do any lockdowns and everyone they know was dead and they were like, the government didn't do anything and now we're all dead. It's the same people. They just need to complain. And I understand that you're locked in your house and you're trying to come up with reasons for this to be a thing because you've never had to deal with it before. I get it. You've never had to go through this before and you don't know what to do. And so we're all on the internet. We're all reading. We're all sharing things with each other. And my mind is warped. I mean, I'm not going to kid around. Like, my mind is jacked up. And I've never felt certain things that I've been feeling. I've been depressed and then not depressed. There was 2 days where I didn't even sleep. Like, this is messing with me to no degree. To umpteen degree. Like, I've never experienced some of this stuff before. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to sit there and be like, yeah, man, it's 5G and it's China. It's like, just get over it.
Chips,
like, you
know, in the vaccine and the 5G is going to activate it.
It's like when the flu virus hit, did everybody go, it's the Spanish. They're trying to kill everybody with the Spanish flu. Like, what are you
doing? Now, it would be so fun to be able to go back into a time machine and actually see boots on the ground, like, reaction to what was going on then.
Well, that's the thing. Because
think
really,
about if you looked at this through, dude, like, media headlines versus what your actual experience is.
That's what I'm saying is Google it. A lot of, you can find a lot of those media headlines, and it's the same, like, early headlines that we experienced with this. It's not a big deal. It's just a common cold, and then a million people are dead. Like, that's why to me, it's like, you are looking at the fact that we're in a place now, you as a person, and I've never, you know, I'll be honest too, and I'm going to say something that you're going to hate, but I've never really understood white privilege before until, like, and that's my fault. I've tried and I just couldn't really grab my, cause I grew up very, very poor. My mom worked 3 jobs. Like, we didn't really.
Why am I going to hate this? Why am I going to hate this?
I never really felt privileged, but now that we're in this mode where, you know, we're all on our phones and we're seeing these posts on Instagram from these white girls who live in these giant houses and they're like, I can't go outside self-isolation is murdering us.
Ellen,
it's like, I finally get it. I finally get white privilege. Like, insane to me that I finally understand
I understand when people say you're privileged. I guess I don't understand white privilege. I do understand how people can say that.
Yes.
I do totally now get where people say you're privileged to when you say that, hearing other people talk about their situation.
And to put a little button on, not a button, like a little bow. My bosses, they're wealthy people. They live in a big place and they take this so seriously. Like, they don't go to their house. Like, they don't mess around. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
And that to me is like, thank you for being responsible. But there are so many people that aren't like them that are just like, and like, you look at the family, like, I mean, honestly, like, I've been reading a lot in the last week and a half, I guess, about like how the economic, you know, the economic divide is affecting. So it's like, you know, you look at a family who there's like 6 people living in 1 2-bedroom apartment and they're stuck. You know, they're stuck. They can't go anywhere. That is they are affected in such a more dramatic and hard way than you could ever experience in your 3-bedroom, 3,000 square foot house. Like, it's just, now, not to say that you can't be affected or that you won't be affected.
It's just different.
But it's different. And guess what? I'm going to say that they're going through something a little bit more difficult than you. And the fact that you go, no, that you're privileged. That's privilege to me. That is privilege to me, thinking that you are not in a bad, like, that you're in an okay situation. I'm going through a ton emotionally, but I know that I am in a much better situation than a lot of people. And I always try to think about that to balance out what I'm going through emotionally.
Right.
And this is really giving me a lot of perspective, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I do agree with that. And I also think that my 3-year-old in a 1,200 square foot house is the same as living with 10 other people. So I empathize with those 10 other, those households with 10 people in a 1,200 square foot house.
Well, I mean, you look at like
insane. And I think, well, I think we talked about this earlier, but our last episode or whatever, but I think the really young ones, like they'll bounce back probably better, but they are being affected a lot by this. I don't know what it is about my 3-year-old, but she's so like happy than sad than like screaming. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just all the emotions are so much more extreme than I ever.
Well, this is like
remember before
too, that I love about Scott Lewis from Voice of San Diego. I mean, he's a really great follower right now. At VOSD Scott. I mean, even if you don't live in San Diego, he's a really good follow for all this stuff. But he keeps bringing up like the fact that they want to reopen stuff, but yet they're not opening schools up.
Yes. And the key to getting everything back is getting the kids away from the parents. So the parents can have time to do something.
Like, how on earth are you going to open up everyone's jobs, but then also just keep their kids at home? Like, what do people think is going to happen? Like, we're all going to be able to afford babysitters every day all day. Like,
well, and like the summer camp with 12 where the group can't mingle. So like, those 12 kids have to stay together the entire day. They can't. So there's not enough adults to take care of the kids, at least in the way that it was set up before. Cause we had like 20 kids per whatever it was. So.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. It's like, they're not doing anything to help us with kids. So they're like, why would we go back to work? And you're like, wait a minute.
How does that work?
It barely works now when we're at home and we're both working and our kid is running around and we're trying to do school and then take a break do school for 30 minutes, take a break, do work for 30 minutes, go play for 30 minutes, come back to school. Like you're right with the emotions of the kids, like, Amelia is so sad that she can't play with people. It's like, and we've been FaceTiming with as much as we can and trying to get her more, you know, time with people, the kids her own age and stuff. And it is like, she's been waking up in the middle of the night a lot and just like pissed. Like, she'll just walk into the room and be like, hey. You're like, whoa. Oh, my God.
The Shining, what's going on?
It's insane, dude. Like, it's going to be something that's going to mess with us, and it's already messing with us. But at the end of the day, it's like no one – that's what I get upset about and angry about, is that nobody looks at this as something that is for the greater good. It's all about me. Right. It's all about what I'm going through, and I'm the important one. And this is all stupid because I think it's stupid. And that's just not the case, man.
Well, I can't agree with you more. Look at that.
Except for on Dr. Fauci. We disagree on Dr. Fauci.
We do. But I don't dislike him. I don't think he's a smart guy. And I just think that he doesn't have adequate perspective.
All right.
So are we...
I guess we're done. I'm done. I got all my ranting out.
Good.
And listen,
I just have one more clarifying question on this? Sure, through Facebook, and there's a certain person, I think we both know, it doesn't matter, but the way that she reacts to like the pictures of people on the beach, she like loses her mind. Does that happen to you when you see like the beach crowded with people, those pictures?
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. And do I lose my mind about the people on the beach?
Yeah, like.
I thought, well, no, here's my feeling about the beach.
To me, I just go, those people are a little silly, but they don't affect me at all.
Well, no, they can. That's the problem. Because if they go into that water and they all get coronavirus, and then you don't know who you came in contact that went into that water, you have no idea. That's the problem.
But I'm not coming in contact with anybody.
How do you know that, though? Because did you go to Costco today?
Yeah, but I didn't.
How do you know that four of those people from the beach didn't go to Costco? That's the problem.
Because they sanitized the thing. Because it's not a virus. Because I took all the precautions.
Well, of course, but that doesn't mean anything. But that's the problem. Like, we were just saying, science is trying to get a handle on everything.
It does mean something. And everyone just going to the beach doesn't affect me in any way, any more than everyone going to Costco.
I disagree with that.
How? How does it different?
Because you going to Costco, you are assuming that everybody in Costco took the same precautions as you, right?
And how is... No, I'm not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're not safe.
I'm saying the protection, the
I mean, I'm not saying
precautions I take are assuming that no one else has taken the precautions. That's how I operate. And okay. So
I understand.
I don't understand how those people going to the beach affect me. Now, if the people come, if everyone comes into the park around my house and starts piling up into my space around my house without masks on, that would like infringe on my space. And therefore I could see that being an issue, but then we're getting into like private property. I mean, there's so many other reasons why.
Well, there's a lot of shaming that goes on Facebook. And I think And the person that we're both talking about definitely loves to shame people because it makes them feel better.
Okay.
And that's what Facebook is mainly about, is making yourself feel better.
Right. Because there's a lot of other things to like get angry about right now, including people not obeying the rules or whatever, than the beach pictures. To me, that's,
and I do it too.
It's such like it's a red herring or a scarecrow, like a lightning rod for all the other things that we should really be pissed off about.
Well, yeah. And I do it too. I post things on Facebook because at the end of the day, I just want to feel better about myself that I got what I wanted to say out there and people reacted to it or they didn't. Like, but that's why we do it.
I'm just posting about my talent on that.
But I'm saying about the beach thing too, is what I tweeted with the beach thing was, I couldn't believe that so many people went out the first day. Cause I was like, I don't love anything that much.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like they could open Disneyland and I would be like, I'm going to wait a few weeks. Yes. Like I'm not going to just go to Disneyland the first day it's open with everybody else. Like
there's one thing I love that much and I would go to immediately the first time I had the opportunity.
Beef and bun?
Baseball.
Oh God.
I don't care, so man. Much. I would put on my mask and I would gladly walk into that ballpark and I don't care where I sit. Just to like see the grass and hear the crack of the bat. I want it so bad right now. It is, it's painful. And I know I am speaking from a very privileged place to say that, but one thing I love.
Baseball.
That's the one thing I love enough to go put myself at risk for.
There's a lot of people that would love to just sit and watch a baseball game in a house. Oh, so, man. I mean, it's not even, I don't even think it's a privileged statement. I just think that experiencing something live.
Dallas, in fact, just working in the yard with my headphones on, listening to a game.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh.
Did you, I have to go, but
yes.
Are you watching The Last Dance at all, the Jordan documentary?
I am. Oh my gosh.
It's great, right?
I don't know what happened to me. Maybe I'm a little more emotional than I normally am. I'm an easy crier, but like the first 10 minutes of that sucker, I was just like, I don't know what it is. My cultural awareness corresponding with this documentary.
After watching the last two episodes, here's what I've figured out with that documentary. One, it's not that great.
Nope, they're stretching it. It's a 3-4 episode documentary, not a 10.
Two, it's amazing because it's the only thing we have right now.
Right.
Like they could not have picked a better time to release that documentary. Like it is all anyone can talk about. It's the greatest thing to everybody right now because it's new, it's different. And I mean, it's not bad. It's not a bad documentary. But it's definitely like the first two episodes were like, this is rad. And then the Rodman and Phil Jackson episodes were like, it's all right. Like,
it's all right. Fine. And they have weird cutbacks that I don't totally
get. I don't get like their timeline
on it. Yeah.
I don't like the timeline mishmashing.
But it does remind me how rad all those people were.
Yeah. I mean, that era of the NBA was just, for me, it was.
Do you hear a lot? I know you have to go, but I have one more question. People have a lot of the GOAT question, you know, between MJ and LeBron.
Yeah.
And people say like, well, the NBA was different then. The blocking wasn't as hard as it is now, but it was way more freaking physical. Like, you think? Yeah. Like the way that you got punched.
There isn't. Like, there's no discussion. Like MJ is better than LeBron
by far. Just, and the reason by far to me is like LeBron is using his body to exactly like he should. Like he is so great because he has this physique and everything else. And then he is also disciplined and doing all the things to use that body correctly. Michael Jordan is unhuman in his physical physique. And then what that body does, it is unbelievable.
Here's the biggest difference between LeBron and MJ. LeBron never had to play against Hakeem or Kareem or Charles Oakley or Ben Wallace. Or any big man.
Or even Charles Barkley, man. That guy would like.
Charles Barkley. He never had to play against those guys who would stay down low in the paint and elbow you in the face.
Yes.
Like he didn't have to do it. Even Anthony Davis, who now they're teammates, but even Anthony Davis, he's a big guy, but he's not a big guy. Like you know, I mean, Pau Gasol maybe was that way a little bit. Like, and LeBron played against Shaq when Shaq was kind of in his aging years.
Right.
But dude, MJ played in an era. I mean, they showed that one thing against the Pistons where they had the rules. Like, jeez, if he goes up, yeah, you knock him down. Rules. And like, I mean, you think, I think LeBron would have been, I don't think LeBron's great. He's great. He's one of the greatest of all time. But you put him in a game against Lambeer and Oakley, and I just don't,
he didn't have like a temper tantrum like a little 3-year-old baby. God. I've seen LeBron do it.
Flops around enough right now. I couldn't imagine what it'd be like
back taking what Jordan went through. Yeah. So that whole argument of like, well, LeBron's better because the players are better now. No.
No.
That doesn't fly.
The players are more. The players are more athletic
and more skilled, and maybe their shoot like technique is better now.
Shooting has never been better than now.
But the game of basketball and the physicality of it when Jordan was playing was in freaking sane.
Yeah, I mean,
no one can torch their body the way he does. Nobody.
Like, there's no way that he could. I mean, yeah. I just think it's funny that the athleticism is better now. The skill is probably better now. But that doesn't mean that you could take that athleticism and that skill down low because you would get punched in the face.
Yes. Totally true. Oh. Yeah. It's right. Great. And I totally agree with you. It's not very good and it's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. Okay, well, listen, I gotta go. Right, and hopefully I didn't lose any friends with this podcast, but if I did, bye. Oh, bye. My daughter just walked in. And my wife's here. I'm gonna pick a song.
Yes, your turn.
We're actually ending right now. Look at that. My wife just said amazing. I'm going to pick a song that's by, there's a podcast that I really like that switched formats. They used to be called Suicide Buddies, and they switched formats to now they call it Y'all Ever.
Y'all Ever?
But they used to have a song that they did on Suicide Buddies. It was an opening song. Like, I got to send it to you, or you can find it on Apple Music. But it's Coco Hames is the artist.
Okay.
And it's called I Don't Want to Go. But that was their opening song on Suicide Bunnies. And it's a great song. But Coco Hames, I Don't Want to Go.